Taking into consideration the seriousness of his statement, Paul carefully reins it in while adding, "So our comfort also abounds through Christ." This both attributes everything to him and highlights his loving kindness. For Paul doesn't say, "Our comfort matches our suffering." Instead, he asserts, "Our comfort abounds," insinuating that periods of struggle also serve as opportunities for new victories. In essence, what can truly compare to being scourged for the sake of Christ, experiencing intimate communion with God, triumphing over all obstacles, overcoming those who expel us, being unbeaten by the world, and looking forward to such unimaginable blessings as eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man? Likewise, what could possibly equate to enduring hardship for the cause of godliness, receiving immeasurable comfort from God, being saved from great sins, worthy of the Spirit, sanctified and justified, fearless of anyone, and shining brightly even amid danger?